I'm in London, walking down Shoreditch Way. Not long got off the underground at Old Street, and it was pretty sweaty, which is quite surprising at this time in the morning. It's early, and you just wouldn't think it would be that sweaty, what with people normally having showers and things before they go to work. As soon as I got out of the underground, there was a guy covered in blood, sat on the floor, being looked after, luckily, by what appeared to be an off-duty nurse. I guess they're never off-duty. He'd fallen off his bike and split his head open, and he had a very, very nice bike, one of these super thin wheeled, very small handlebars, which look like you're always going to fall off them anyway. Kind of street racer things. Didn't look damaged, looked like he took all of the impact on his head, unfortunately, for him. And then, like a minute and a half later, I see a guy across the road, very smartly dressed, brown leather briefcase, trip over a curb, and everything go flying, and him then shout at the curb, which obviously wasn't necessarily going to do him any good, because it was a curb. And I'm just keeping my head down, listening to podcasts. I'm loving podcasts as much now as I did last week and the week before and the week before. Do you know, I probably only listen to 4 pro podcasts nowadays. Podcasts I really can't let go of. And all the rest I listen to audio booze, which I really, really can't let go of. So as far as the pro stuff goes, I listen to British Mac because Will is funny in his very casual nature of doing all this stuff. I listen to Jamila and the crew on Outriders, which I just think is one of the most incredible tech podcasts out there. Google Outriders BBC, and you will not be disappointed. Another amazing tech podcast, I think, is the conversations between Nick Butler, Loudmouth Man, and Andy White, Dr. Pod, on Social Media White Noise, which I really enjoy as well, because you never know where they're going to go. Normally to a coffee shop, but in the conversation, you never know where they're going to go. And probably the longest podcast that takes up most of my time, but I'm absolutely gripped to it, is thanks to a heads up from Sizemore, This American Life. And if you don't listen to podcasts, I think it's an incredible place to start. I think audiobooks is a better place to start because they're kind of shorter and neater, and you get to catch up with all the people you know through audiobook. Hang on, you're already listening to this, so you are listening to podcasts. Unless you've got this through Twitter and you don't subscribe to podcasts, in which case, shame on you. Loads of benefits why you should. So, This American Life is just the ultimate in storytelling. Fascinating, really interesting stories from the US, but relevant to us all. As far as listening to podcasts go, I love the fact that I'm underground online. There's not a lot else to do because I can't get online. So I just quickly have a look at all the subscriptions that I have, mostly from people I know on Twitter that use Audioboo. And I feel sometimes a bit sad that a lot of the people that I'd like to hear from or converse with don't use Audioboo. Some people I'm quite close to, and I think I'd love just an audio snippet of what's going on in their life right now, because sometimes, well, a lot of times, a tweet isn't enough. An audio just really does it justice. You've got the environment, you've got the emotion, you've got a person telling you their thoughts. So, yeah, all good. And thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable. I had best wrap this up because I'm meeting Benny Crime, who should be winging his way from the Benny Crime Lab, which is a railway carriage on top of a building not far away from where I'm standing. And Nick Butler, Loudmouth Man, will be hooking up with him soon. So, if all that goes to plan, just getting us three in the same place will be amazing, then we will be able to get some work done today, which will be video. We're going to be doing some video for a talk that I am giving in Ireland next week. I know, a bit last minute. It's Mash Media, and the talk is going to be on the future of tech, the future of web, the future of everything that we are doing right now. And who better to talk to me with me than Nick Butler about this kind of stuff, because he's always involved with predicting, and he's very, very often absolutely spot on when it comes to talking about what's likely to be going on, and I'm particularly interested in listening to his thoughts on IPv6. I have a rough idea around all of these things, and if I'm doing any research on it, I always give him a call and pick his brain. But I thought, well, for this talk, why not bring him into the room, albeit remotely? So he's going to be Skyping in. This video is more of a backup that we'll probably post online anyway to summarise what we would have talked about on stage. So first things first, a heavy dose of coffee and some kind of unhealthy pastry, and then it's meeting with Benny Crime and Loudmouth Man. Just got to cross the road and not get squashed. Sometimes in the big city, I really feel like a country boy.